Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys.
Hello.
It's 1:30 in the morning and while some of you may probably fast asleep,
we've been having audio issues.
Yes.
So if anything sounds weird on the podcast, it's probably because we cut out about 5 minutes that didn't exist. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Enjoy it anyway.
Jon Snow.
Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Tokaroo Podcast. Ooh. I'm Holly Nielsen.
I'm Kate Gray.
Yay! And as usual, now because it's three and three times equals usual, we're going to start with a question.
Our question today is from Decay or DK. I've only just got that it's Decay, but with a K.
Yeah.
Anyway, how many is too many? That's deep, man.
That is deep. If we're talking about podcast episodes, then there is never too many because who wouldn't enjoy listening us speak for a long time?
Good answer. I like that you kind of segued into listen to our podcast, which some people will already be doing right now because...
Yeah, but if you know someone that isn't, then you should definitely tell them to.
Yeah, that's your homework for this week. Yeah. What you have to do is you have to go and tell two people about how great this podcast is.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually when we're on iTunes, it should be soon.
Yeah.
You can like write a nice review that we can look at.
Yeah, but you're only allowed to tell two cool people. If it's two like uncool people, then we don't want to know.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to tell people that already listen to it because that's just...
Yeah, that's just silly.
A waste of time.
Yeah.
And we're disappointed in you.
So have we answered? I think we've answered that question. How many too many? Cool. Okay, so I was going to start. So what have we been up to? I was going to start talking about an exhibition I went to because we're well cultured in that.
You say we. I haven't been to an exhibition. Well, I've been sitting at home in my pants.
It's exhibition by proxy. You know, you're almost. I've been so, you know, our hive mind has visited.
Just tell people about that.
Sorry. We're not quite bit socket levels of... hive mind yet, but we'll get there. So I went to a exhibition at the Wellcome Institute, which is just along the road from King's Cross, and everything's free. So if you're ever in London and want to go somewhere and want to go somewhere for free, then you should go to the Wellcome Institute because it's really interesting and it's all about medical history.
Cool.
And things like that, so it has lots of really interesting things.
They've got the forensics exhibition on, haven't they?
Yes.
I want to see that because there's a big poster with a fly on it. And I'd want to see that. I don't know.
It's a famous fly now. Yeah. You're going to go along and say, oh my god, it's the fly from the poster! Oh my god! And get all starstruck and be like, oh! Like that time I met the pug from Men in Black.
Is he not dead?
No, well, it was a little while ago. It was a little while ago and it was in Universal Studios and it was kind of about retired Hollywood animals. So they had a few of the animals from George and the Jungle there.
Aww,
and I was like, animals from George and the Jungle. And then, as the grand finale, they brought out this pug on a pillow wearing the suit. And it was the pug from Men in Black. And I believe to its day it was that pug. So I've met a famous pug, so I'm brilliant.
They could have done that. They could have been like, this is definitely the gorilla from Mighty Joe Young. And it's not just a gorilla that we've rented for the day. No, it's a famous gorilla. And you'd be like, wow.
No, because they said it on stage, so it has to be true.
Okay.
And it was at Universal Studios. It's definitely real.
The place where everything is real.
Exactly. Yes. So I went to the Wellcome Institute and I went to an exhibition which is called the Institute of Sexology.
Okay, so sexology, the study of sex.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because it sounds like the Institute of Sexology sounds like it belongs on a t-shirt next to Federal Boob Inspector. Like, yeah. It doesn't sound real.
Well, come to my house, lady. Exactly. I'll teach you how to do a sex. I've got a degree in it.
I've got a degree from the Institute of Sexology.
And as we all know, having a degree in something makes you an expert.
Exactly.
So
yeah, and I went along, and it was really good and really interesting, and it had lots of stuff. Like, it had kind of like old Victorian fetish photos. So like,
fetish photos?
Yeah, so like kind of like from like kind of Victorian era and Edwardian era of kind of, you know, women riding men with saddles on, and like a man dressed up in like a ballerina outfit.
Okay.
And just, it was really, because it's all this, you know, the side of things that you don't see, obviously.
But, I mean, with Victorian photos, you have to stand very still.
I know.
That's not sexy. Well, like, whip me, baby, but very, very slowly.
Whip me, but don't move, and you have to look quite serious because you can't smile. But, but it was very interesting, and they had all these kind of like sex toys from like the ancient times and things.
Oh, good, cool.
Yeah, it was really interesting, because they had like all those kind of bits, and then they had kind of like, they went over like the actual like study of like sexuality and things like that, and kind of they had some letters from Freud and like Mary Stopes and things like that.
Saucy.
And, yeah, it was really interesting. Apart from, so you should definitely all go and see it, because it is really good.
On a date.
Yes, oh my God, that would be the most awkward date ever. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I went along, and there was, for some reason, there was a bit, I think it was to do with kind of anthropology and the study of sex and things like that, and kind of lending things from biology and stuff kind of in the early 20th century, and there was a video that was just on a loop of various animals just shagging, like it was
okay.
Yeah, just animals just shagging, and there was this old couple like sat there, like, you know, they have exhibitions just like seats in the middle of the area to sit down, and there was this old couple just sat down just looking at this video of just this haunted look on their face.
They have a blanket over their laps and like movement going on.
Oh no.
No,
they generally looked just disgusted, but they couldn't stop looking at it, and
maybe
I was like,
that's their sex face,
maybe. But it was just like, it was like, if you're disgusted, why are you here,
like pretending?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Got to look disgusted for the children.
But it's, oh my God, look at those two skunks having sex. It's so sexy.
And then I'll go home and get my marble butt plug out and we'll do it.
Yeah, and I will do the sex.
That's how old people talk.
And then, yeah, and it's a really interesting exhibition. And there was a mum who had brought, and I'm all for kind of talking to children and being very open and discussion and stuff, but this is not an exhibition you should take your children to.
Yeah,
like, it's pretty explicit. And like, it talks about, you know, it has like vibrators and dildos and and things like that in it, so it's not a thing that you want to expose. And I was walking along and I was looking at the stuff and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And most of the people there were kind of either older people, or there was a lot of young couples. Strange. And I was like, are they like, is this like their foreplay? Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get the,
pointing to like monkeys screwing. I mean, like, we're gonna do that later, baby.
Just like, just a man pointing at the animal shagging, just looking at his girlfriend and back at the video and to his girlfriend again.
Let me do this.
Yeah, and there was a mum walking around, and she obviously dragged her daughter there, and the daughter must have been about 8 years old.
Oh, no.
And she was just looking around, just this look of just absolute terror. And I was just like, oh my God, you should not be here, child.
But like, partly because she could expose some really weird stuff about her parents, like pointing to all the really old dildos and being like, is that the one you put in daddy? Being like, oh no, it's not, move on.
It's like, no, it's fine, child.
Let's go back to the science museum.
But yes, I went to that, and it's really good. And you should all go, because it's free.
But don't take your children, because that's
weird. Don't take your children, and don't sit looking at a video of animals fucking for far too long, because it's a bit weird. A
little bit,
yeah.
Cool. Well, I haven't been doing that.
Okay.
I haven't been looking at old people's dildos or anything.
They're not old people's dildos, they're old dildos.
Dead people's dildos, which is even better.
Exactly. Really. Even better.
What have I been doing? I went to Westfield. That was exciting. That was my weekend.
Ooh.
I bought lots of stuff. Oh, I don't
didn't
know.
You tricked your boyfriend into going?
I didn't trick
like a proper
him.
Addict.
I just hid the truth. I told him I wanted to go and get some shoes, which I did. I did buy shoes.
Okay.
But actually what I wanted to go to was the Disney store. So we kind of walked in, the Disney store's right inside the door.
Mm.
And he was like, oh no, there's a Disney store here. And I was trying to give him this look like, oh, I didn't know that. But it was so obvious. And I was like, I guess we should go inside just in case. I mean, like, you never know, they might have something I want to buy. Oh no, I've spent £40. Whoops! So that's what happened with my weekend.
You've bought even more Tsum-Tsums. Disney plushies that me and Kate are both slightly obsessed with.
I have 24 now.
24? Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, I definitely don't have that many. You're way worse than me.
I'm not worse, I'm better.
It's a good thing.
People keep treating it like it's an addiction. It's not an addiction unless I, like, steal from people. I haven't stolen, I've just lied.
Counted everything in my flat before you came over. I was like, I don't trust her.
I'm not that bad. I wish I had some stories now. Literally nothing. So I made some cookies.
They're nice.
They're right here. They're sort of lemony.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
I keep doing that thing where I want to bake something, but I can't be bothered to actually do all the whisking and the mixing and the cookies. And
in fact, while you talk, I'm going to have a bit of cookie.
That's quite all right. Mm. But like, I end up just sitting on the floor of my room, like lazily mixing something, being like, yeah, that'll do. And like not measuring stuff. And then it comes out a little bit weird. And I just tell myself it's because I'm being experimental. It works. That's fine.
They're really nice.
How many minutes are we on? 10? Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
This is why you don't tell your anecdotes before. We have nothing to talk about. Okay, I'll pick a random topic of conversation. Birds. We talked about birds.
We've already talked about birds.
No.
Ah! I feel we should talk about games, because we both do game stuff.
Ugh, games. Mm. I haven't had time to play anything recently.
But you work in games.
I know, but I only play games when I'm told to. That's terrible.
I don't enjoy them and I hate them all, but I'm told to.
I've been playing a lot of 3DS at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very on brand, but
we've both been playing Pokemon Shuffle.
It's not good. It's not a good game.
No, it's really not. I couldn't believe how long the tutorial went on for.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, I thought I was done, and then that fucking woman would pop up again, like, oh, this is a great stone. Let me tell you about it. And I'm like, no, it's a match 3 game.
It's
I know what I'm doing.
Like, it's not hard. It's not timed. It's not difficult. You can move the pieces to wherever you want. It's so easy.
I know.
And yet, there's no point to it.
So if we're going to go down that road, then what is the point of any game, Kate?
Well, normally there's a boss. There's no boss in Pokemon Shuffle. It just goes on forever. Wait, hang on. There's a limited number of Pokemon. Maybe it doesn't go on forever.
It can't go on forever. I mean, there'll be a lot of levels, but it can't go on forever.
I don't think I'm going to play it forever.
No, I'm kind of just using it as like a kind of tube commute game.
But then I might as well be doing nothing, because I'm gaining nothing either way.
Mm.
I don't know why I keep playing it. It's just not good.
It's just kind of mindless, kind of, you know, just, look, I put 3 Pikachus in a row and now I win. And it's just that kind of like, yay, it makes me feel clever. Like, I play it and I'm like, yay, I'm so good.
I mean, I've been playing Harvest Moon, but we talked about that last time.
Oh, Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
Good old Harvest Moon.
We picked all our boys.
Yes. So amen.
We're sorted for Harvest Moon. We're not going to play the real Harvest Moon because all the boys look like children.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Very weird.
That's weird.
I remember I convinced a friend of mine to play it who would normally not play that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we went through all the ladies and there's a few of them are even more childlike, which is really strange.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's like I was playing Rune Factory.
Yeah.
And one of the wives on it, one of the women you can get married to, looks like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a child. And yes, you can have a baby. And your child with this woman looks exactly the same as the mother. Like, they are the same character model. And each, for some reason, each thing has, they have a swimsuit thing. They have like at summer and they're by the beach, that each has a little like swimsuit thing. It's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But your child's swimsuit kind of outfit is exactly the same as the mother's.
Oh.
And it's just like, oh, this is really weird and creepy and horrible.
I had that in Fire Emblem. Because one of the girls in that, she's essentially 12. But it's all like, no, she's the 1,000-year-old dragon.
Yeah.
So she's not really a child. And you're like, but you've drawn her as a child. So yes, she's a child.
Yeah.
And she keeps flirting with you. If you spend time with people in Fire Emblem, by which I mean fight alongside them,
oh yeah, it's that's how you romance. Yeah,
which is not how it works. You don't stand next to someone and be like, "Well, hello."
Oh no, I've just suddenly noticed I'm really attracted to you.
But she's like this cool. She can transform into a dragon, so yeah. You want to fight with her,
yeah,
because she's a dragon and dragons are cool. But then she falls in love with you, and she's like, "Maybe we should get married," and you're like, no. So you marry her off to the other child, so yeah. It's not weird.
I mean, it's still kind of weird, but less weird in a
way. They both look 12, so yeah. I kind of figure it's, and then they have children, and you're like, oh, gross.
Okay. Ew, how did that happen?
Yeah. Oh, I was reading a lot about the Sims today. What's the weirdest thing you've ever done in The Sims?
Oh, God, so many things.
Okay.
Were you reading the thing? There was a really good thing about it was just a thread of all the weirdest things. Yes, yeah. That's what I read.
And all it's just dungeons.
I know.
Thousands
people
of dungeons.
People creating dungeons. It's pretty funny. Like, yeah. You should, we'll tweet a link to it or something. But if you just Google it, like, you know, the weirdest things people have done in The Sims,
yeah.
It will come up. And it's really fucking funny.
I was reading it today, actually. I can't remember why. But I'm trying to remember some of the good ones. There was one about a painting goblin.
Mm.
So they had a basement that was walled off, no windows, no doors. None of the family that lived above could see this goblin.
Mm.
And all he'd do was just paint all day, all night. And he lived in this horrible little basement dungeon. But his paintings were beautiful and they sold for thousands of pounds. But the family upstairs just felt like, oh, I don't know where all this money's coming from. Our lives are great and I don't know why. Yay! Which is just messed up.
I remember one which was just strangely meta, where apparently they'd forgotten, they went to go do something else and they forgot that they'd left it running. And when they came back, their child had been taken away by the services because the parents were just sitting there playing video games. Which is strange. I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. I mean, the weirdest thing I've actually done myself is when I was younger in The Sims 2 was like, it was before The Sims 3, so I had all The Sims 2 expansion packs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to recreate the Greek gods. I'm going to recreate their family tree, and it's going to be really cool. And then about, like, 5 minutes in, I got to the point where I had to do some incest. And I was like, you can't do this in The Sims. So I had to go online and find an incest mod, which is probably the most disturbing thing I've ever searched for. I was like, how do I make people do an incest download? Yeah.
And then, my God.
Because I didn't want to make them have sex because it felt too gross. Yeah. I downloaded another mod that made everyone just have Insta babies.
Okay.
So it was slightly less disturbing.
Much like the Greek.
Much like the, they pretty much did. They were just like, pop, and it's a fully grown human. Yay! You didn't have to deal with any of the shitty raising children stuff because I'm a terrible person. So it was just all these teenagers at university hanging around, chatting to each other, and then there'd just be a baby on the lawn. And then I'd age the baby up to be a teenager, and it would just start all over again. I got maybe halfway through the Greek family tree before I was like, this
that's pretty
is
impressive.
Upsetting. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I was about to say halfway is
all incest. And some of them were like, either this person is that person's wife, or that person's daughter. I'm not really sure, so I had to be kind of like, why not both?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then I just sort of gave up because I was like, this is just too much for me. I'm just very upset.
I remember there was just a lot of deaths in my... A lot of people dying. I remember, did you ever have it where, like, a Sim would go and they would, like, lounge on the grass and then an airplane engine would fall on them and kill them instantly?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was little and I got really upset by it.
It's pretty annoying. It's, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was like, oh, come on! That's so annoying.
I had a legacy, which is meant to be 10 generations, spawned from this one, like, matriarch. And so I decided I would have them rainbow themed.
It sounds like the Darkspawn in, like, Dragon Age or from the matriarch.
It's not quite that disturbing. Well, it's a little bit disturbing. But, like, I decided to have them all rainbow themed. So each generation would have a colour and their names would be something to do with that colour, which I think was quite a good idea.
Yeah.
So, like, my first generation, I had a kid called Rufus because that's red in Latin. Yeah. And then I called one of them Radix, which is radish in Latin. Radish is red, right? Right?
Yeah.
Smart.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I just started to get bored of just having regular children. So I had one family that was like vampire ghost babies.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's a thing you can do.
Yeah.
I had another family that was like, the dad cheated on every wife he had, and then in the end his wife ran off with a robot. So, like, in this family tree, there was a whole, like, sub-family tree of just robots. It's quite interesting. Yeah,
I'm up for that. That sounds good.
It got really interesting towards the end. And then it glitched out and I lost them all. And
sad. That's really annoying.
Yeah.
It just reminded me, I had, because I get really weird dreams, and I had a dream last night, because we're talking about Harvest Moon, and I had a dream where I was the Harvest, you know the Harvest Moon guy? The little, you know, the guy you play in the earlier Harvest Moons,
yes.
The blue cap. And that's a really good segue onto my challenge.
Okay.
Okay, right. So, my challenge this week, as I've said, I have really strange dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've got a list of dreams here. Some of them are true, actual dreams I've had. And some of them I've made up. Okay.
Okay.
So, the theme is, I often, for some reason, dream about random celebrities in quite mundane, not always mundane, but quite, they're just often just quite a little bit annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just tell me whether you think these are dreams I've had or dreams I've made up.
Okay.
Okay, I was building a zoo and Jaden Smith comes along and tries to help, but ends up taking over and ruining everything.
That sounds like something... I can't imagine how you would make your brain think of that, but I think that's true.
That is true. That is a dream I genuinely had.
Jaden! What was he doing to be...
I don't know. It's like, he just like... Because I was building this zoo and it was really awesome. And I was like, oh yeah, this great zoo, all the animals. But then Jaden Smith came along and was like, oh, I want to do this. And it wasn't even like a zoo by the end of it. And it was just really shit. But he ruined it. Anyway, okay,
yes.
Next one. Is this a dream I've had or a dream I've made up? Okay. I won a competition to go to a theme park with Johnny Depp, and he bullies me into going on a really scary roller coaster.
Oh, fuck it, Johnny Depp. You know, I don't think that's true. I don't think all of your dreams are about some kind of theme park.
That's true!
It's true!
It's a dream I had!
Okay, so recurring things. Celebrities.
Yes.
Theme parks.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Well, it's a theme park. But yeah, anyway, that dream was basically... Because I have a bit of a crush on Johnny Depp. Who doesn't? And I was really excited because I won. I won a trip to go to a theme park with Johnny Depp. And I was like, oh my God. And he was just being a bit arsy.
Aww.
And then he was like, oh, I'm only going to talk to you if you go on this ride. And it was like a really scary roller coaster that like flings you into nowhere.
Oh,
and I was like, I don't want to. And he was like, no, you have to, otherwise you're really uncool.
Okay, so far Zoo Tycoon and Roller Coaster Tycoon, which have both been interrupted by celebrities behaving like
dicks.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The next one. On a cruise with Nick Clegg and the ice cream machine malfunctions and we both get food poisoning.
False.
Yes, that is false. I made that up. Oh, damn it, you're getting good.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this one true or false? I go shopping with Gwyneth Paltrow. It's awkward because she tries on a horrible dress and I have to lie and say it looks good.
That sounds like a really classic but really stupid anxiety dream.
Mm.
So yes, I do think that happened.
That's false. I made that up. I made that up.
I can imagine waking up from that and being like, oh my God, I'm sorry, Gwyneth.
Is that, I tried my best, Gwyneth.
It looks so bad.
Okay, what about this one? That's
okay.
Three more.
Okay.
I help Will Smith's kids move into a new flat and they're really ungrateful and don't say thank you.
See, all of these, I feel like I've heard you tell me about
them. Oh no!
You probably have. You just really don't like Will Smith's kids.
I don't know what's wrong because I don't even like know. Like, oh no, you have to say, is it true or
it's
false?
It's definitely true.
Yeah, yeah, that one is true. That is a dream I had where it was Willow and Jane Smith, but then a whole load of other... like, of their cousins and stuff, which I'm sure don't exist.
You're just making up.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just making
I don't know,
up.
They look a bit like Will Smith.
Like your Sims family, just this huge family. And for some reason, yeah, and I helped them move into this flat, and they were just really ungrateful and didn't even say thank you. And I was just a bit like, oh, well then.
Why do you hate them so much?
I don't know. I literally have, in real life, I have no strong feelings either way. And my brain has just got no.
Maybe that's a thing. You know when you look up dream meanings,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be like a chapter on Jaden Smith and it's going to be like, you have severe problems with Jaden Smith.
Well, okay, next one. Okay, I go skiing with Kat Deely and she's very pushy because I don't like skiing, but she's very good, so she races ahead.
That sounds like a really rubbish Saturday morning sketch as well. I think that's false.
That is false. I made that one up. That's false.
You're good at like making them up though. I can't always tell.
I know my own subconscious annoyingly well.
You are crazy.
Yeah, so. Pretty much. Crazy both when I'm asleep and when I'm awake. Okay, last one. Dave Duchovny arrives for my birthday, but all he wants to do is try and perform with his shit new metal band.
That's so true.
That is true. That is a dream I had.
Golden, no, I don't listen to your metal music.
It was actually, because it was like, it was a bit like the Johnny Depp one. So I have this, I don't know, for some reason my parents are like, oh, look who we got to come to your birthday party. And David Duchovny turns up and I'm like, oh my God, it's David Duchovny. I want to talk about the X-Files and everything. And he's like, oh yeah, whatever, but I'm actually here with my great new metal band that I've created, and they just start like playing all this shit music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, David Duchovny, no.
What was his metal band's name? Because it should be something amazing.
I can't
right?
remember, but you should come up with one. Go on, there's a little extra challenge for you there.
It's got to be something like Aliens, yeah. X-Files, but also Death and Shadows and Angels with Burning Wings.
Is that all the name?
That's the whole Aliens and X-Files, but like also Death and Shadows and Angels with Burning Wings.
Yeah.
And now we're going to play our song, Pig Death.
Yeah, but I just realised I've on this podcast, I've probably made myself sound completely insane.
Ducks
because yeah,
and weird dreams.
Yeah, talked about the ducks, talked about my weird celebrity dreams.
Victorian dildos.
I'm really sorry, listeners. You probably think I'm really insane.
We should probably put that in the podcast description. Just so you know, this is like two crazy ladies. We're gonna be weird. Deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it.
Yeah, I don't have any crazy stories, but I'm sure I do.
We're sure you do. I'll get them out of you eventually.
No, I can't think of any.
Okay, let's move on.
Should we do my challenge?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not sure if this is going to work.
Oh, God.
Really, it is. So what I noticed was that when we mention people in our podcast, they get really excited and it's quite cute. They're like, oh my God, you guys name dropped me. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah, we did. And then we put our shades
yeah,
on and walk away.
Shades. Yeah, shades, Mulder.
Shades, Mulder.
Recurring jokes.
Yay.
So I was thinking what we should do is we should pick a few of our followers
okay.
and make up rumours about them.
Oh, that's good.
Yay!
I like it.
So, for example, let's see. Ben Barrett,
yeah.
I heard, right, okay, don't tell anyone this, right,
yeah.
Ben Barrett eats bees because he thinks they give him superpowers. I mean,
whoa.
What's with that?
That's
seriously,
really weird. What
he's
the
such
fuck,
a
Ben Barrett?
And sometimes they get caught in his beard and he forgets and they die.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just, oh, Ben,
I did wonder why he had all those dead bees in his
yeah.
beard.
Yeah, and sometimes you think he's buzzing, but it's actually
yeah.
his bee beard.
It's just his beard of dying bees.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
so
that's
weird.
Really strange.
So now it's your turn and you have to scroll
okay.
through all our
okay,
followers.
Okay, scroll through our followers and pick a random one. I'm
yeah.
going to close my eyes and boom. Okay. Do you know Stephen Pilkington?
Uh-huh.
You know Stephen Pilkington?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know that on a weekend he likes to pretend that he's Kelsey Grammer?
Oh,
and
okay.
he goes around singing the Frasier song. And it's really unconvincing,
yeah.
but when you meet him on a weekend, you have to call him Kelsey.
And he doesn't know the words, so he's just, the scrambled eggs.
He just talks about scrambled eggs. It's like, really fucking weird.
Stephen, God. Such a strange match. Shall I do one?
Yeah, your turn.
This is fun.
This is
okay.
really fun.
Okay.
We should make up more rumours.
Okay, so Chris Spann,
yeah.
right, tells everyone he's got a third eye, but it's on his bum cheek, right?
Ugh.
Yeah, and he just makes people look at it, and he says it can read the future.
Oh, that's really weird.
But when you actually ask him to tell the future,
yeah.
all he does is, like, do a horoscope. So this one time I was like, Chris, what's my future? And he was like, you'll have a rainy Tuesday and you'll meet someone who's important for work. And I'm like, wow, you should get your third bum eye checked out, Chris.
Yeah, it's not looking into the future, right?
Yeah, it's just kind of looking into the daily newspapers, if anything. Holly's turn.
My turn. Ooh, oh no, we know that person. Well, we know some of these people.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie Ellis.
Yeah.
Do you know Katie Ellis, right?
Yeah.
Tell you what I heard about Katie Ellis.
Yeah.
I heard that she likes to create amiibos of us two.
That's strange.
Yeah, she creates amiibos of us two.
Yeah.
And then she puts them in packaging and tries to sell them online. And
oh,
I tried to buy them, but then she claimed that it wasn't her that was doing it, but her evil twin.
Yeah,
and also you can't keep on blaming this fictional evil twin Katie for your amiibo of us obsession. But you know, she gets really weird like that.
I kind of want that. I want an amiibo.
I know. God damn it. Now I say that, someone out there needs to draw amiibos of us. Okay. Oh, and tell us what you think. Like, are like what would happen if you put us on Mario Kart?
Okay, so Tom Phillips, right? You know Tom Phillips?
Yeah,
the one with the he squeaks.
Uh-huh.
He squeaks when you're talking to him. He's like, that. Tom Phillips. Yeah. So essentially, he thinks he's a pirate.
Okay.
To the extent where he has this ship. So this one time I was like, oh, Tom, can I see your ship? And he was like, yeah, but you have to not tell anyone where it is, right? So he took me down to the harbour.
Oh, God, this sounds dodgy.
And he pointed into the water and he was like, there it is. I mean, no.
Will Potter. I like how we've got gossip voices.
I know.
It's like, oh, yeah, Will Potter, yeah.
So Will Potter, what he does is he carries a little pair of nail scissors around. In, you know that little shirt pocket that you get on your chest?
Yeah.
He keeps them in there and he buttons it up so no one knows he's got nail scissors, right? And he goes to the cinema and he sits behind people and he just cuts their ear. He just gives a little snip. Just enough that you're like, ow, what was that?
Yeah.
But you don't know it's him.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah. And they're very clean nail scissors.
Yeah,
He doesn't infect anyone. He's very good like that. But he does just give people a little ear snip.
Oh, that's really weird.
Yeah, that's his thing. He just really likes it for some reason.
Oh, that's really strange.
He's a bit strange with his ear snipping scissors.
Oh, have you heard of Keith Stewart?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that
Keith
man.
Keith Stewart, yeah. Well, not only does Rockstar hate him, Rockstar don't like
him.
So
I hear.
Yeah, so I hear through the grapevine. But I also hear that he has a tiny little man that he's cut out of cloth. And he always keeps him in his shoe. And he calls him Mrs. Tiggywinks. And if you hear him say, Mrs. Tiggywinks coming out to play. So he puts in his shoe, and when he says Mrs. Tiggywinks is coming out to play, it means he's going to drop kick you.
I wondered why he did that.
Yeah, I know, right?
That guy. Well, you've heard of Aaron Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, who hasn't?
Yeah, the one with the stripy legs.
Yeah.
His legs, he says, they go faster stripes.
But yeah, but we all know they're not.
Yeah, he's just... His mum was a tiger. Anyway, so he's in his house. He's got a library, right?
Okay, yeah.
But I went to his house the other day,
right?
And I was like, oh, I like your library. And he went, don't touch anything.
Oh.
I have to go to the toilet. So he went to the toilet, and while he was in there, I pulled out a book. Right, and inside the book, you know when people have a little cutout of a book and it's got a gun or some whiskey?
Yeah.
It was just loads of Barbie heads.
Oh!
And I kept pulling out books and they were all full of Barbie heads.
That's really disturbing.
I was like, oh, Wuthering Heights? No, Barbie heads!
Oh!
I was like, oh, what's another book? To Kill a Mockingbird? No! To Kill a Barbie Head.
What?
Yeah.
That's really strange.
Really strange.
Okay, well, I think this is going to be the last rumour because otherwise I'm going to not be able to breathe from giggling so much. But I'm going to look up... Oh, have you heard of Dom Pepiat?
Jenny Dom Pepiat.
Have you heard of Jenny Penny? You've heard Jenny Penny, right?
Yes.
Everyone's heard Jenny Penny. And you've heard of Dom Pepiat?
Oh, yes.
Well, did you know that after school, because they still go to school, because they're like that, okay?
Those children.
They're like children, or something or other. And, okay, so after school, they get together, and then...
Yeah.
and they go around to Greg's the Baker's.
Greg's the Baker's.
Yeah, and they just, hit every chicken bake, and just, smash out the inside.
Like it squirts out all chicken.
And then they just leave without paying.
Oh, God.
And then I hear that they kiss and stuff afterwards.
With the chicken still on their breath.
Still around, they're like, no, 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 no. Illegal chicken bake goo. And then the people in Greg's are just like, oh no, that's like £5 worth of chicken bits.
You've hit 80, that's £5 worth.
£5 worth.
God.
What have you done?
These chickens have died for nothing.
Oh, well, we hope that on that note that you've kind of learnt something about the sick and twisted people that listen to our podcast. Yeah.
And if you're one of them, stop it.
Shame on you.
Get those bees out of your beard.
Take Mrs. Tiggywinks out of your shoe.
Get some real books. Okay? Barbie heads, not cool.
The chicken bakes are meant to be left alone. Stop doing that.
Shall we move on to questions?
Yes, let's move on to question because I feel we could do this all day.
I could go through all 318 of our followers. Ooh. Actually, 316 because two of them are us.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, okay.
I can't tell any rumours about you because you don't know what they are.
True.
And they're filthy.
Oh.
All of those things that you've said are things that you do.
What? No! No.
I've seen you punching the chicken bakes.
Oh, I do have to do that, but they just get me so angry.
Why do we call you Mrs. Punchy Chicken Bakester?
No, that's true. I did wonder where that name came from.
Questions!
Okay.
Purple Chair says... Mm-hmm. What is your most powerful real-life power-up item? Tea?
Yeah, tea. Tea is a good one. I crave tea if I hadn't had it in a day.
Yeah, something to hug, like a squashy hug thing.
You're going to say it some
aren't
you?
I'm trying not to, but I know
exactly what you're picturing in your head.
Because, you know, everybody's been referring to it like it's an addiction. That would be, like, the equivalent of me going, you know what makes me feel better? Heroin.
You know what makes me feel better? Crack.
Just
crack's great.
Like, jerking it up into my veins. And then I feel great.
And then I'm really good. But yeah, or maybe like a bit of like, I don't know, watching a TV show I like. And then I'm just like, yeah, I can take on the day now.
Aww.
So that's good.
That's nice.
Sam
Connersby says, please explain how this has been allowed to happen. I don't know what he means, the podcast?
I'm guessing the podcast, and I would like to say, well, me and Kit are grown-ups, and we don't have any rules surrounding us,
You
so,
can't stop us,
yeah,
Sam!
You can't stop, you're not our mom! You can't tell us what to do! Yeah.
I do, my mum does listen to the podcast.
Oh, she's better than my mum doesn't
Hi,
listen.
Hi, mum.
Hi, Mrs.
And
Gray.
And any other family members that are listening right now. What's up?
Are you proud? You shouldn't be.
You should not be. After the things we've done.
Oh, God.
Aaron K. Green says, what things most make you ashamed to self-identify as a gamer? Oh, that's quite a sad question.
Oh, that is... Ashamed is a harsh word.
Yeah. I'm never ashamed of the things I like.
Yeah.
I'm not just sad that other people are grumpy.
Yeah. I think kind of when, like... You're playing, actually, in a piece I wrote, which is going live tomorrow, but this goes out on Wednesday, so it's going out yesterday, if you're listening to this now.
Yeah.
But yes, and I kind of mentioned that. It's that thing, like, if you're playing, like, a fighting game or something, and someone walks in, and, like, Soul Calibur is my go-to, because I used to play a lot of Soul Calibur, and you know you've got, like, Ivy there with her baps whapping about the place.
She does whap those baps.
Exactly. And, like, you know, their clothes fall off if you hit them and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is a good fighting game. Honest, I'm not being a pervert.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at my shame.
There, I do have moments where I'm playing a game and I'm having fun. And something will happen, I'll just be like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's the bit. Not ashamed. But frustrated.
Yes, that's it. Frustrated.
I'm like, we're above this.
Yeah.
Like, society as a whole is above this.
Come on, guys.
Can we just not
get our shit together?
James Marchham says, which tea bags do you like?
Ooh, I'm not too fussy. If I'm buying them myself, I usually go for Twinings.
I don't like Twinings. It's too posh. I like builder's tea. I like it to be rough and dirty.
Oh, hello. That's a soundbite.
So I go for Yorkshire tea because it tastes
kind
of like... If teas were men, it would be the kind that literally sweeps you off your feet. He goes, we're going to go over here now. And he picks you up and he goes, "Dah."
And then he wheezes in your toilet and doesn't flush.
Oh. We're talking about tea here.
Yeah, so...
It's not that bad. What's Twinings like? He's the kind who's like, I want to take you on a date, but I've got reservations at Bella Italia. Darling, let's go.
Reservations at Bella Italia?
Yes. He thinks he's fancy, but he's not.
Oh,
That's harsh. And then he uses a 50% off voucher.
Oh no. And he's like, oh, that's why he wanted to go to Bella Italia. Yeah. Well, fuck you, Twinings.
Yeah. Yeah. Screw you, Twinings. You suck. You would suck. What are the tears there? Taifu, I feel like, is the kind that would tell you about their political beliefs without you asking.
Yeah, and you'd just be like, oh, fuck's sake, Taifu.
Yeah.
No one wanted to know. It's all getting a little bit awkward now.
What are the teas are there?
Oh, loads.
I feel grey.
Tea pigs. Tea pigs, I feel, is like the Shoreditch of tea.
Tea pigs wouldn't wash.
No, tea pigs wouldn't wash, but he'd say it's he'll wash when, like, I don't know, when there's no hunger in the world.
And you'd be like, great. Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You smell really bad.
Exactly.
Tea pigs.
And it's like, come on, tea pigs.
What's Earl Grey like?
Earl Grey, I think Earl Grey is kind of like an old lady that smells of lavender, and she's kind of like, I used to be beautiful.
Tom Rizzell says, what's the biggest egg you've ever seen?
Biggest egg I've ever seen? A fake egg in the Jurassic Park bit of Universal Studios.
Nice.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest.
I think I've seen a fake ostrich egg. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's bigger than a dinosaur egg.
I don't think so, because these were like playground ones which you could climb into and be like, I'm a baby dinosaur, which I did at the age of 17. No,
I wasn't that age. When I went to Universal, they had this, they had these two guys that were going around the park in this sort of like little trailer thing,
mm-hmm.
and they were like dinosaur experts, and they called me up in front of this huge group of people.
Oh,
and I was probably like, let's go with 8. I was probably about 8. And I was dressed in the outfit of the time, so I was wearing, like, probably dungarees.
Yeah,
and
nice.
A bum bag.
Of course.
And some Minnie Mouses.
Yeah.
Maybe I was in Disney.
No, you just go and get the time. You're like, you do know you're in Universal Studios. You're like, where's Mickey?
Where's all the mouse friends? So they called me over and they stood me in front of this crowd,
mm-hmm.
and they gave me this rock to hold.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my god, I'm famous! People are looking at me! And then they were saying words and I wasn't listening because I was excited. Mm-hmm. My parents were looking at me like, oh, I'm so proud!
Look at her, she looks great!
Like, I was about to go into my Oscar speech.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be like, thank you, Mum and Dad, and all you lovely people. And then
I wouldn't be here without this rock!
They sort of casually revealed that what I was holding was actually like dinosaur shit.
Yeah.
And I was so mortified.
Aww.
Because I thought I was the coolest. And like all they did was give me this little bone pin that I stuck on my shirt. And I was like, this is not compensation for what you did to me.
You humiliated me. See, this sounds like a kind of like a kind of super villain backstory, where you're like origin story, where you're just going to, you're going to go back one day and like they'll be found of like, dinosaur poo, like
Then I became dinosaur poo man, and I vowed to rid the world of dinosaurs.
It's a pretty easy job, to be fair.
Yeah. Oh, it's done already. Oh, yes.
I am successful in my endeavor.
No one tried to stop me, so I win. Matthew Reynolds says, toast. How well do you like your toast?
I don't like. I'm guessing he means well, as in like. How,
medium rare.
Yeah, because how well it makes it sound like, I like my toast to be kind of in a slightly good mood, but not, you know, not kind of overexcited, just quite mellow. But I like my toast, I don't like my toast very burnt. I'd say I like it on the kind of medium to well, to no, the rare to medium rare.
Okay, I think I'm the same. I like it crispy on the outside.
Yes, still soft in the middle.
Pillowy on the inside.
And if you put lots of butter on it, it just goes like, bleh.
Yes, that is the best kind of toast. Mm. Anyone who likes it differently, you're wrong. Athene Allen says, could you wrestle a bear with your bare hands? Now, just going to point out, he's written bare hands like our hands are the hands of a bear.
Is that what he means?
I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
So we have bare hands. Does that mean the bear
has human hands? Oh, that would be less scary.
He can pick up objects. He can fire guns.
Oh, yeah, shit. We don't have opposable thumbs.
All we can do is be like, rah, 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 rah.
We just have claws that are... We don't really know how to use them.
You just hit things really hard.
Yeah, okay, I'd say no, I couldn't wrestle a bear, even if I had its hands.
I mean, if we're talking wrestling isn't real.
Oh, yeah.
So what we'd have to do is get a chair and hit him.
Yeah.
And then he'd fall over, and then we'd get that shiny belt, and we'd be like, woo!
And then we'd be like, yeah! And then the bear would be given lots of money, and then walk away, kind of satisfied.
What would your wrestle name be? This isn't a question we're being asked. I'm asking you this now.
Okay, I would be... The Diamond Duck.
The Diamond Duck.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a duck made out of diamonds? You're a diamond made out of ducks?
Well, that's just silly. I'm obviously a duck made out of diamonds.
Okay, okay. One big diamond or lots of little
diamonds? No, lots of little diamonds.
So you're duck covered in diamonds?
Oh, yes, that's good. Like the like the James Bond person who gets covered in gold. I'm like that, but I get covered in diamonds.
But you're a duck.
And I'm a duck.
And so you waddle onto the ring.
You waddle onto the stage.
And your opponent's like, I'm gonna turn you into Duck Allerange. And then you just go...
And then I go, nuh-uh, because diamonds are like the hardest substance in the world and you're not gonna be able to do that.
But you're a duck.
Oh, sorry.
So you're just like... Mwah.
Oh, is that what you were building up to?
Yes!
Oh, I was
so
like...
So you said words!
Oh, sorry. I was generally like getting a bit concerned. I was like, oh no! I need to defend myself.
You just say mwah, and yeah, then mwah. Everyone in the audience is like, oh!
And, oh, shit!
Oh, she did it! And then the guy's like, oh, I'm gonna... I can't think of any more duck puns.
No.
I'm gonna clip your wings!
Okay, what is your name gonna be?
The Lady Puncher. Oh, no, that makes it sound like I'm gonna punch ladies.
Yes, it does. It makes it sound like you're gonna punch them in, like, the womb or something.
Ugh. Yeah. Every time someone says something like, I'm gonna punch you in the womb or the ovaries, I imagine it being, like...
Yes.
An upwards motion.
Yeah, yeah. And like as if they're actually going to get there. Yeah. It's like, oh, there are so many things wrong with that.
Yeah, like ew and no and ow and no.
And ew.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not going to be the lady puncher.
Okay.
I'm going to be the feather duster, right?
Oh.
Because then I come in and I'm like, I'm a lady. My name's the feather duster. And my opponent's like, oh, I could knock you over with one finger. And then I come out and I'm like, punch, punch, punch.
Ooh.
And they don't expect it because I'm called the feather duster.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's the next question?
Stealth says, what are your favourite games ever?
My go-to game, because when people ask what's your favourite game, no one really has an all-time favourite game, but my go-to answer is Wind Waker, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
Everyone says that, Holly. Mine is, I've talked about this so many times,
yeah.
Paper Mario 1000 Year Door. There we go.
There we go.
Now you know.
Next question.
Epoch says, I guess you's are the biscuit authority. Yes, we are.
Yeah. As Kate holds a biscuit in her hand.
No, they didn't know that. Why can't I get Tim Tams in the UK?
I've heard of Tim Tams, but I actually don't know what they
I
look
believe
like.
It is an Australian biscuit. Okay. I've written Tim Tims, but Google knows what I mean.
Tim Tams, there we go.
They sort of look like...
Chocolate-covered...
They're a penguin.
Yeah, they look like a penguin.
That's a penguin, I'm afraid.
Okay, yeah, you can get them. They're called penguins. Stop your bitching.
Yep.
Eat a penguin.
Question answered.
Boom.
Oh, I've got biscuit in my mouth.
Oh, no. Okay, shall I do the next one?
That one.
Okay, this question is from Alex Calvin. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Horse-sized duck.
I got there in the end.
I'd tame it. I'd make him a friend. I'd ride him around.
That's a good answer.
Ow.
That's a good answer.
The biscuits are fighting back.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that answer as well. Moving on.
I mean, duck-sized horses would be adorable, but they're not ducks, they're horses.
Yeah, and also horses kind of scare me a bit.
Yeah.
As nice as ducks.
You could probably round them all up and convert it into a tiny horse farm and make loads of money.
Well, I kind of imagine it like, you know, in The Hobbit, the wizard that isn't like the Ratigan the Brown or something like that, and he has a kind of sleigh of rabbits.
And you'd have those for horses.
Yeah.
You can just get a horse-sized horse for that.
No. No, Kate, that's okay. Nowhere near whimsical enough.
Ben Cameron says, just talk about Nintendo, please, and E3 predictions.
Okay, well, Nintendo, I'm excited about the Woolly Yoshi amiibos.
Oh my gosh!
Because they're so cute!
I saw they were taking pre-orders the other day.
Yes, me and my brother tried
which
to pre-order
color?
Something, and they ran out straight away.
No!
Like a second, they were gone.
But which colour do you want?
Normal green.
I think I'm going to go for pink or blue or both.
The pink one, not to put you off, but the pink one, it looks like it's been skinned.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
No.
Like the pink Yoshi to me, it has just a little bit too much flesh colour and it looks like it's been skinned. Do you see what I mean?
He's so... Oh, now I can't unsee
Sorry.
It. Fine, I'll go for blue.
Sorry, I've kind of ruined
Jeez.
It. I apologise.
E3 predictions. New Call of Duty.
Something about football.
Yeah.
I think there's, or I hope there's going to be more, or anything on Fallout 4.
I reckon there's going to be Fallout.
I reckon there's going to be Fallout 4 as well.
Haven't they organised a thing?
Yeah, they kind of said that there's like a big announcement coming, and if I'm going to throw my TV off my balcony, if it turns out that they're like, oh, expansion to Elder Scrolls Online, I'm going to be like, no!
Which still isn't out on console.
Yeah.
BGW.
Yeah.
So, okay, Johnny Cullen says, hey, what is your favourite kind of Oreo? Mine's original.
Original's good.
I haven't tried that many.
I've tried original and I've tried peanut butter.
Ooh.
That's pretty nice. It's pretty good. Yeah.
I want to try double stuff.
Ooh. Although, there's an American sweet store near my flat.
They're £10.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. I go in there and I'm like, ooh, this looks nice. Then I pick it up and it's like 20 quid and I'm like, no!
So that's our answer. We can't afford to try any others.
Sorry.
Joe Martin says, have you tried Neo Scavenger and Project CKP, eh? Okay, so this is a couple of days or weeks out of date.
we have a massive backlog of questions that we're going through. So
yeah, it doesn't normally matter. But Project CKP was, it's Can't Kill Progress. It's like a hashtag that was being done by, oh God, who was it being done by? Deus Ex people. Idos Montreal. And they had a guy in a room and it was being live streamed and he was being tortured and everyone was like, what game is this? And they were like, oh, you'll have to find out in a minute. And then it was Deus Ex and everyone was like, obviously.
Well, duh, yeah.
Duh. So that's our thoughts on that.
Cool. Okay, next question, because we're so out of date.
I don't know what Neo Scavenger is.
Let's Google Neo Scavenger.
Google Neo Scavenger.
What is it?
A game. No, we haven't tried it.
No, we have not tried it. But look, judging from what we've just quickly Googled, it's got good ratings, which is nice.
4.5 on Metacritic. We haven't tried it, but maybe we will now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for that.
Jason Alan Dewey says, you can remove one thing from gaming forever. What is it? And how does it affect the gaming landscape of the present?
I would remove stubble.
From people, or...?
From games.
Okay.
I'd remove stubble because far too many
character designers... How do you know that they're sad and grizzled if they don't have stubble?
Well, they just have to think of other ways, like using writing or using different character designs other than white men with stubble.
Eye bags.
Mm-hmm.
And
a big frowny face.
A big frowny face. I'm going to remove men.
Oh, no!
And we'd probably just have, like, lots of women instead, and that would be nice. But also, because society works like this, some of the women would be mean. So, what?
Just thrown my whole world view upside down.
That's how it affects the gaming landscape of the present.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, so Jim says, what now deceased line of biscuits would you bring back if you had the power?
Oh God, I can't think of anything.
No deceased biscuit. Okay,
deceased.
Right, okay.
That makes
what is it called?
We can't Google discontinued.
Discontinued. Yeah. Discontinued.
I remember. Oh, this was more chocolate than biscuit. But I remember there was like Harry Potter chocolate when Harry. What? Paleolithic biscuits.
I don't know what's happening. Oh, here we go. Okay, so Trio.
Don't know what that is.
Box. Spooks. These are TV shows. Dundee biscuits.
Oh,
Dad's cookies. Banjo wafers. These all sound a little bit like words for penis.
Yeah, they do. Oh God,
check out Dad's cookies.
Okay, look. The next one is going to be
Bar Mouth.
That's definitely
Bar Mouth.
Yeah.
A Butter Osborne.
Oh, these all sound like penises.
Breakfast biscuits.
A Rondolo.
These are all from the '70s.
Yeah, we're definitely out of our depth here.
Swiss cream. Wink. Oh, that's all the biscuits.
When I said Paleolithic biscuits or Paleolithic biscuits, that just made me think of like dinosaur biscuits. What?
Yeah. Okay. Discontinued biscuits. Mint and toffee yo-yos.
Don't know what that is.
The 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't know what that is.
Biscand.
What?
Okay. Do you remember these?
I do remember them.
They're like a biscuit with chocolate and M&Ms on top.
Yeah.
Those were quite nice.
Those are pretty good. So far they're winning because we know what they are.
Cartoonies.
We don't know. Okay, so we're going for the Biscand.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, sure.
So Biscand.
I didn't realise that's what they were called. But
no, neither did I.
Those were quite nice. I had them in my lunchbox a lot. That was fun. So that's our answer because it's literally the only one that they've discontinued since we had biscuits. So,
yeah.
Thanks for that, Jim. Alice Bell says, how did you guys get into video games in the first place?
You go first, because
okay.
You're
better.
No! I was going to say older.
Oh, and it was a long time ago.
Many, many moons
back
ago.
In my day. I hope this doesn't age me too much, because people get very weird about how old you are in
games. Oh, yeah. It's like, you weren't around when the Atari was there. Yeah. You must know nothing about games.
I was born at a different time, and so I've not played a SNES. Ba ba ba! Ba 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 ba. Anyway, so my dad got an N64 for Christmas, mm-hmm. and I don't remember if we had handhelds before that. Mm-hmm. We might have done, I don't know. But I just remember, like, bonding with the N64 and the games on there. Even though they used to give me nightmares, like Super Mario 64,
yeah.
Ocarina of Time,
yeah.
Perfect Dark, mm-hmm. Farscape. We had Farscape. We had Lego Racers 2, maybe? And those games, like all of them, even Lego Racers, used to give me nightmares.
Yeah, everything used to give me nightmares as a kid.
But I loved it. I was like, yeah, press A!
Yeah. How did I get into video games? Well, I guess my older brother got me into video games. Because I know, I'm so unoriginal. But, yeah.
Boys, really? Really, Holly? Boys?
Well, no, my brother's 3 years older than me, and so I've always... Our first console was a Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. But before that, we had Game Boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were one of the only of the 5 people in the world to own a Dreamcast. But, yeah, no, we always had Game Boys, and I remember playing, like, Kirby's Dream Land and Mario World 2 constantly. Just... constantly. And I would never, I was so bad, in Kirby's Dream Land, I could never get past the second level, so I just replay the first 2 levels over and over and over again.
I did that with Link to the Past, never got past the first temple, but I know the world inside out.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's my Game Boy. The Game Boy is my kind of getting into it.
I used to love games on the Game Boy, just because back then, if you had a game, you played it.
Yeah.
You played it to the end.
You played it
and
to the
And then you
death.
Played it again. So, yeah. Like, Harry Potter on the Game Boy is like my go-to, like, oh my god, I love that game so much, it hurts. Sims Busting Out.
Yes, I have the Sims Busting Out.
It's a weird game.
It's fucking mental. Did
There's,
you have
like,
the
mini games and... No, I don't think
I did. The Herbs. It's like Herbs Sims in the City. That was fucking weird as well.
Yeah.
They were really strange games, but I played them like over and over and over again.
Because they have like plots, whereas the Sims normally doesn't.
Yeah, it was like an RPG.
Yeah.
You ends with you going off on a rocket back to back to your planet or something.
Your like farmer step uncle comes over and he's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, you're an alien. Bye! And you just
build
go.
A rocket. Collect 500 tin cans and make a rocket. Bye!
You can flirt with people and make them love you.
Yeah, I just did that with everyone. I made everyone love me.
It's quite easy.
Yeah.
You just kind of use dialogue on them until they like you.
Yeah, isn't that how it works in real life?
Okay, so, just another gaming blog says, which biscuit deserves its own game?
Which biscuit deserves its own game? I'm going to go for chocolate hobnobs because they're my go-to for, like, tea dunking biscuits. But I feel like they're hardy and they can, like, manage things.
I'm going to go for shortbread because shortbread always surprises you. You get, you know, there's some shortbread at Christmas and it's lying around and you're like, oh, shortbread. And then you eat it and it's, like, buttery and crumbsy.
See, I don't really like shortbread. Obviously you do.
Yes. Yes, I do. And you're wrong. Moving on to another question.
Mm-hmm.
If you could steal one member of the video gamer team, who would it be and what would you do with them?
I would steal Jim.
Yes.
And I would just make him do his character Old Dar because it makes me laugh. And it reminds me a little bit of my dad in a strange way.
Then that's the point.
Yeah, exactly.
He's your Old Dar.
He's my Old Dar.
Oh my god!
Except my Old Dar is like really Geordie instead of Scottish, so...
Well, maybe the next episode you can... Oh wait, there's no more episodes.
What we should get? We should get, on our next episode, we should get my real Old Dar.
Your actual Dar.
Yeah, my actual Dar, and then Jim as Old Dar, and get them together, and it'll be like a northern kind of cocktail of grumpiness.
That's a separate podcast right there.
Yeah, that's a spin-off that'll be more popular
Dar-cast,
than the original podcast.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I would kidnap Jim, but I would make him like our secretary. But oh, yeah. I'd make him do various characters all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, today's a Dar Day.
Yeah, today's Dar Day.
Can you do that? And then people would come in to our office that I've just decided existed.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, excuse me, I've got a package here for Miss Holly Nielsen. And he'd be like, ooh,
what was that?
That was my Dar impression.
That was terrible.
That was great.
Oh my God. And I think on that note, we should probably end it, because I think we've just hit an hour.
Yeah.
Or around an hour, so. And Fine. We did
say we were going to stick to them.
Yeah, we've been better this time.
Yeah. So, yeah, we hope you enjoyed our podcast.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter.
Twitter!
It's toku_podcast. And we have an Instagram, which is Toku Podcast. Like yes. us on Facebook, Toku Podcast. Follow us on Tumblr, Toku Podcast. Do you see a theme coming here? You should.
You can find us on SoundCloud, Toku Podcast.
Yes.
You can find us, we have an RSS feed. I don't know how it works, but I presume if people know how it works, they can figure it
Toku
out.
Toku Podcast.
Toku Podcast.
And we are figuring out iTunes, so that will be soon because we have to wait for the beta something or other.
Something.
We're doing our best and it'll be soon. And you should follow our own personal Twitter accounts. I'm at Nielsen_Holly, NIELSEN_HOLLY. Boom!
And I'm How Not to Draw. It's spelled like how and then not. And then two, and then draw. But like two, the word, with only one O, not two, and not the number.
Cool. Well, that's catchy and snappy.
Yeah,
I think
right?
we should end on that. Okay, we will see you next... Well, we won't see them. You will hear us next week.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, people. We have a little explanation to make.
Yeah, we're very sorry about what you're about to hear. We wanted to try something a little... Twin Peaksy.
Yeah, so we thought, you know the bit in Twin Peaks where they sound a bit weird when they're talking, but it's because they recorded the actors talking backwards then reversed it.
Yeah.
We thought we'd try that because...
Great idea.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. And we thought that would be really interesting for you all. Turns out...
It's horrifying.
It's terrifying.
You may have noticed some of it peppered throughout the podcast so far. Again, we're really sorry about that.
Yeah, we've had 3 cups of tea and a lemon biscuit each.
We're mental!
We've got a bit crazy. So yes, I think I'm up first. This is me attempting to say... What am I trying to say?
We're both trying to say Holly and Kate, Toku Podcast.
Okay.
Because it's quite simple.
Okay.
So bear that in mind. That's what we're saying.
Here's me.
Hohi ha ho hench. Hohi ho hash.
And here's me.
Hohi ha ho hench. Hohi ho hash.
Yeah, that didn't really work, did it?
No, that was horrible. Let's never do it again.
Sorry, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.